Breaking news from about 6 hours ago. Joey Aguilar denied his waiver injunction, whatever they want to call it. Yes, this is happening, PD. Joey Aguilar out of eligibility. Hate it for the Tennessee Vols. We're probably going to have to do another SEC power rankings. Maybe we'll do it this weekend because Tennessee stock fading a little bit here. But Joey Aguilar denied his eighth year. And I'll be honest with you. Well, first of all, let me say, sorry I'm late. I just drove in from Memphis. Cousin Shane said, hey, I'll be on top of this. If this Joey Aguilar hits, I'll be all over it. Joey Aguilar news hits. Again, it was about 6 hours ago. I said, Shane, can you get on it? He said, I'm on the golf course. And I said, okay, buddy, I'm driving in from Memphis. And I guess we'll see how long it takes you to drive in from the golf course down the street. But I made it home first. So that's why we're so late on this. We do apologize. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think this hurts Tennessee. I think that's kind of obvious, right? But I think this was the right move. I don't know, 8 years of eligibility just to say, and to my knowledge, he played all 4 years in junior college. So at least in some capacity. So it is rough, but I think this was the right move. I don't think Joey Aguilar should have got another year. I'll just be 100% honest. But now what this does is I think this lowers the floor for what Tennessee could be. But I think we've seen enough of Joey Aguilar to know I don't think he's necessarily a game breaker either. I think, you know, we've got redshirt freshman George McIntyre waiting in the wings. We've got Brandon Faison, the elite true freshman. And then they added a guy from Colorado. I think his name's Schaub or Staub or if he's on the field, I'm fading Tennessee. So who's the starter now for Tennessee? I think it'll be George McIntyre. Year two, he's already working with the receivers and very talented guy. But his issue is he's thin as a damn rail. But yeah, so is Tyler Bray, right? So, and good news also, Tennessee's got Furman in the opener. Plenty of time to get ready for Georgia Tech. So, and Kennesaw State, now the real one's Texas. Got to get George McIntyre or Faison ready for Texas. But this is pretty big. Emily says, if Pavia could play and Trinidad could play, Joey should play. I'm going to hard pass on that one. Pavia didn't get to 8 years. Trinidad, I don't know. Shout out Michael Katz. We put that interview out while I was in Memphis. But Trinidad's really only played 2 years of college football. He's been banged up. He's still got the COVID year. I don't know. I just feel like this is completely different than wanting to play 8 years of college football. I really do. And I don't fault Joey Aguilar for trying to get this done because he stood to make millions of dollars and he's not going to make it in the NFL. And I don't think he's a true NFL prospect. So, I mean, we are literally at the point where people are suing to stay in college football. I think it's a little bit ridiculous. Yeah, Dr. Aguilar finally graduated. Green Wave, Joey only played 2 years of JUCO. I was a COVID year. He's had 8 years. So 1 year at Tennessee, Appalachian. I mean, and then there's five other years there. So COVID can't count for all five. So I didn't support it. And obviously the judge, the local Tennessee graduate judge did not agree otherwise. So we need to have some sanity here. Even if you're a Tennessee fan and I like Joey Aguilar, again, Tennessee's not as good today without Joey Aguilar. I wanted to see him play, but I didn't think it was the right thing. I mean, what are we doing here? Stetson Bennett was older than Joey when he won his second natty, though. That might be true. Stetson Bennett never graduated. And he was in school forever. So it's not necessarily age. I mean, Chris Winkie was 28 years old, I think, when he was at Florida State. So it's really not about age either. It's about 8 years of college. What was different about Trinidad? Well, Trinidad, he's not been in college football for 8 years. Trinidad has played 3 years of college football. Three seasons he's been on the field, as opposed to Aguilar, seven. there's a little bit of a difference there, but Trinidad never got a medical red shirt for a year that he didn't play, because he's had a doctor's and Ferris State notes that indicate that he was too. Listen to the whole interview with Michael Katz. He goes into great detail here, but basically there was 1 year where he couldn't play, and Pavia was six. I think it was six for Pavia, but again, COVID is in there. Redshirt year is in there, and Pavia did play 5 years. So Pavia for sure played 5 years, which Greg Sankey says he shouldn't have gotten. He's been adamant about that. Should not have gotten that extra year, but it is what it is. So, yeah. Stop spitting out years, him playing till you know the fact. I mean, I've seen it many times over. Pavia had 6 years. I mean, we could sit here and bicker, but again, it's over and done with. He's not going to get his year. Brad, he had the COVID year. Yep. Redshirted. Yep. Two in JUCO, two in App, one at Tennessee. Would have been 6 year. Come on. Now, 2019 is when he started college football. It's 2026. So that's 8 years in college football. I mean, and again, Knox County judge, Tennessee graduate, he agrees with that. So Joey Aguilar's done. That's the point being, is he's done. We could bicker about how we got here and why we got here and all that. But Tennessee now, I don't think Tennessee, I saw our buddy Chris Marler, he's got Tennessee as a playoff team. I don't think Tennessee is a playoff team right now, and nor should they be viewed as one without Joey Aguilar. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, they can't get there. I think George McIntyre could be an upgrade, because while Joey Aguilar was very solid, he really kind of petered out there at the end of the season, and I realized he was hurt. And all that, and you'd rather have the experience. But George McIntyre has got massive potential, as does obviously Faison Brandon, who I think fits the offense better than any of these quarterbacks. So the sky is not falling for Tennessee going into 2026. They'll have Furman game. Georgia Tech will be tough, but Kennesaw State will not. So they'll have multiple games to get revved up for conference play. And, I mean, we didn't even know who Joey Aguilar was till he got to Tennessee, right? And I thought there was no shot in hell he was going to be a quality player, yet he was. So that's a credit to Josh Heupel. It's a credit to his offensive system and Joey Hazel. So I'm sure they'll have the next quarterback ready to go. He may not be as good as old Joey Aguilar was at the, you know, immediately due to it lacking experience, but I think they're going to be pretty good by the end of the year. Mm-mm-mm. I just wish we had Shane's thoughts on this. He's had about 6-7 hours. Let me see if we can get him on the line here. I don't think we can, but let's see if he jumps on here. Well, and meanwhile, we can battle some more. If Joey Aguilar played 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. who did Tennessee beat with a winning record in the SEC last year? The answer is no one. But what does last year have to do with the upcoming year? The answer, literally nothing. So we could sit here and what if this, that, and the other, but it's got nothing to do with the next season. Chris put a... Okay. Shout out Lady Bree. Chris put out an episode for Locked On Gamecocks and said this would change what he... Wait, so Chris Marler is doing Locked On Gamecocks content and talking about Tennessee? Can't have that. Are the Gamecocks that boring that he's got to talk Joey Aguilar? I'm sure he was talking in reference to the game with South Carolina, which again, now that's a damn hornet's nest because that's going to be the toughest road environment Tennessee faces up until probably A&M. So Carolina with a first year starting quarterback, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. Yeah, Shane, where are you at? Maybe Shane was doing miles. I know for a fact he was not doing miles, but maybe he'll tell us he was doing miles. Let's see if he lies to us. I think Tennessee will go 7-5, 8-4. I mean, that's right now. I think that's a fair assessment, even though you're a Georgia fan, JC. Let's go through this Tennessee schedule. I haven't predicted it without Joey Aguilar. Furman win, Georgia Tech. I'm still going to give that to Tennessee. Kennesaw, obviously, Tennessee. So 3-0. Texas, I'll give that to Texas. Auburn, that's a toss-up. But I'll give it to Tennessee at home. Arkansas at Arkansas win. Bama, I'm going to give that to Bama. So that's two losses. At Carolina, I like Carolina. Kentucky, Tennessee, of course. At A&M, A&M will win. LSU, I'll give that to LSU, even though it's at Neyland Stadium. And then Vanderbilt, I'm giving that to Tennessee. So 7-5. I think that's fair. I think that's what Slim says 10-2. Shane was spotted at the Cheesecake Factory. I believe that. He didn't walk up to the menu, though, to get his cheesecake. He didn't walk up to the counter. Mm-mm-mm. That's too many steps to get that cheesecake. He's going to have the waitress bring the cheesecakes. 7-5 if we're lucky. Rocky Bottom. And all of a sudden, again, I don't 100% agree with this. Nick Roush thinks Heupel's already on his way out the door. He's getting fired. I wouldn't go quite that far, but this is a huge year. This is a pivotal year, and all of a sudden, we just got a wrench thrown into it with Josh Heupel. You got to, I mean, hell, 8-4 is not a good year anymore at Tennessee, nor should it be. But going to a 9-game SEC schedule, maybe we reevaluate that. But are we going to reevaluate that as fans? I don't think so. I don't think so. If Shane hasn't fallen off the wagon yet, this may push him over. Oh, he is so far off the edge, Shane is, that he is already, he's like bouncing off the turf because he's fallen so far, so fast, that he is currently back in the air after hitting the surface of the earth after this news. Have a little faith. We are the Big Orange. Again, yeah, Tennessee will be, I think they'll be fine, but today this looks bad. All it's going to take is a couple spring practices, and just to hear George McIntyre, he's gained 15 pounds, he's slinging it. God, we can't be stopped. And we'll be right back to 9-3, 10-2 is the floor, 11-1, probably the ceiling. I mean, it'll happen that quickly, but regardless, today's a bad day for Tennessee that Joey Aguilar didn't get his eighth year, which he deserved. I mean, let's just give it to him, guys. He played 4 or 5 years at JUCO, but let's not count all that, according to some. Mike will just say Hendon Hooker 5 times. Shane will appear. Hendon Hooker, Hendon Hooker, Hendon Hooker, Hendon Hooker, Hendon Hooker. Didn't work. Didn't work. Fall off the wagon. Shane jumped off, then the wagon backed him up and over. I hope you guys appreciate. This news broke. I was in Memphis. I was at a funeral and told Shane, and I said, hey, buddy, you know, hop on. He told me before I left, because I said, I'm going to be out of town. He said, I got you covered. I got in the car after the celebration of life, drove all the way here, and Shane still hasn't shown up. I mean, that's crazy. But point being, I hope you guys appreciate that the hard work that some of us do. I might start doing morning hangovers just to prove Shane that they're not that hard to do. You know, Shane is in a food coma. No doubt. No doubt. He is. Oh, here he is. If we knew it, if we say Hen and Hooker enough, he shows up.
Oh, Mike,
where you been, man? They've been waiting for you.
Yeah, I just got done, left the gym, you know. I was doing, today was max out day, you know, so I was pumping some Iron, and I was like, you know what, I wonder if Mike's on. And I saw you on here. I thought I'd jump on and share a little bit of this disbelief.
What does this do for Tennessee now?
I think it's just move on, right? Just move the F on. The problem is we had a little hope. You know, we had a little hope. You know, it felt like, 2001, when we beat the Florida Gators down the swamp. Then we show up the SEC championship, get our ass kicked by LSU. Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like. But, you know, my thing, Mike, is, you know, we talk about all these recruits, these quarterbacks that Josh Heupel keeps landing there in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we've not seen it. We've not seen it develop and you know, show up on the football field. So it kind of forces a hand, right, when there's no one else in the huddle. So, hey, we got some talent. We got some talent in that room, and let's see what happens. I do feel like, though, Mike, I'm being honest with you, I feel like it drops the ceiling a little bit, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sitting here. I've contemplated, you know, all the talent that they're able to return and all the advancements they made on the defensive side of the football. And I'm like, you know what? Tennessee may be a sleeper for another college football playoff run. Now I'm like, I mean, we're still going to the playoffs, but, you know, it's going to be a little bit tougher to get there.
Hey, shout out our buddy Liquid. I told him, Shane, I was like, if we can get him on here, he'll lie to us about where he's been.
Yeah.
He said, I've been at the gym.
Been working out. No, actually, it's kind of an eventful day. I got out onto the course a little bit later than usual, and still cart path only, man. I tell you, I should have kept this damn watch on. I take it off because it ends up hurting my wrist. I'm an old man. I got to take the watch off. But I think, brother, I think I hit all the Pavia miles the last 2 days doing cart path only. It was absolutely brutal out there.
Well, hey, I said this too. While it, you know, maybe unfortunate, a little, you know, you're thinking, oh man, this is going to be a rough year, right?
Yeah.
I think all it's going to take is a couple scrimmages in the spring. Buddy, you see George McIntyre slinging that rock. Have you seen the freshman phase on, how awesome he looks? And be right back on it. You know what?
Yeah, everybody likes Big Mac, right?
What? I mean, there is a chance, isn't there, that, yeah, I 100%. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
Because this lowers expectations. But I do think, isn't there a chance that Tennessee's even better? Because I think these, again, for Joey Aguilar, again, I'm not trying to call him out.
Yeah.
I think he was kind of limited. I mean, I think you knew what you were getting with him.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of these other quarterbacks could be Hendon Hooker 2.0. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, they're elite talent.
That's true, man. That's absolutely true, man. And, you know, I mean, that's what we do, right? We're always the grass is greener type thing. But I feel like there was a lot of fall fans that was – I mean, I think we were all anticipating Joey to get out there, right?
Yeah.
But then a part of you is like, you know, we all kind of know this type of person, right? And I'm talking about the judge, and I'm not trying to get onto him because hopefully I never have to see him. But you know, it's like, oh, well, now everybody thinks I'm going to just vote for the Tennessee guy, you know, just I'm going to show them just, you know, I just kind of felt that vibe listening to him talk, you know. It's like, I don't want to be the Ole Miss guy. I want to be like, okay, I'm by the books. This is right. You know, people are watching and who knows, but I mean, election year, ain't it? You know
what I mean? Hey, shout out Brian. He says, yeah, Tennessee's going to the playoffs like Shane's going to the gym.
Yeah.
kicking us while we're down. You know what?
The place was packed. I don't work out. I just go in there and get a shake every now and then, you know?
All right, any final thoughts? This is a quick one. I know it's late. It's Friday night here. We do appreciate the cousins hopping on. It's unusual schedule here, but not necessarily breaking news, but big news. I didn't want to wait any longer because I thought it was pretty big. We got a damn Ole Miss fan going insane down here, which they should. I think Trinidad, getting Trinidad is amazing, but
yeah.
Any final thoughts for Tennessee here?
No.
Could this be the thing that, like, again, I don't know how hot of a seat you have Heupel on, if at all, but could this be the thing that, like, gets him fired? Like, if they go 7-5, you know, we'll be like, shit, would they have done that? You know, I mean, I'm just wondering, could we play this back? Could this have been the first domino that resulted in this 6-6 year for Tennessee?
No. I feel like Josh Heupel's system is going to have success.
Yeah.
Whoever they got, pretty much, not whoever, I shouldn't say that, but I feel like that there'll be success, you know, at quarterback regardless. But, you know, you mentioned Hendon Hooker. Sometimes when you do get that special guy to come through, that's what we were anticipating. Not Joey Aguilar, right? We're thinking maybe you mentioned Faison or, you know, who else. I mean, they got a hell of a recruit coming in. So I feel like either, you know, you're just waiting for that guy, right? You know, we thought Nico was going to be that guy. This is the one we went out here. We paid all this money. He's going to fit this system perfect. We're going to make this thing work. And then all of a sudden the bottom falls out. But, you know, sometimes you whiff, right? So I feel like that's what we did. And we've been kind of reeling ever since. But, hey, we got some talent in there. And I feel like Tennessee's going to be fine regardless.
And you just never know, right? Again. Remember what everybody was saying about Tennessee when Nico ditched him?
Yeah.
God. Remember Urban Meyer? Yeah, you can take a stand, but you lose to Florida, no one's going to give a shit.
Yeah.
Joey Aguilar is better than Nico, right?
Yes.
And, again, I hate to keep bringing up Hendon Hooker time and time again, but they brought in Joe Milton because they were like, Hendon Hooker can't play. Yeah. Hendon Hooker, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And shout out this Ole Miss fan going nuts. God, how many times do we have to hear from them, Shane? Austin Simmons.
Yeah.
Boys, you better get ready.
Yeah.
And then Trinidad's 10 times better. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
You call your shot now, but
be careful. Yeah. Be careful. You may have all the chips up there and one turf toe later, you're like, who do we got in the back? You
know? Austin Simmons for Heisman. That lasted about a week and a half, didn't it?
Oh, shit, man. So, hey, man, all in all, you know, whatever. Well, you know how we do. You know how we do up here in Tennessee. We're going to spin it positive, and I appreciate you jumping on, Mike. I do want to give a shout-out to the Rucker family. Obviously, if you're not familiar, Wes Rucker tragically lost his life, and they do have a GoFundMe for the family. And if you want to do something special – well, you know, don't donate on this show. Find that GoFundMe and help that family out, because right now that was truly unexpected. Me and Wes, we've went back and forth, you know, but it was all, you know, that's what we do in sports media. But at the end of the day, because, you know, he's got a son that's doesn't have a father, and I feel bad for that family. So be sure to reach out and just think about that family this weekend.
Yeah. Well said, Shane. All right.
Yeah.
Let's close it out on that. Appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate all you cousins. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.